Chapter 27. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, If a man makes a special oath, you will give your decision as to the value of the persons for the Lord. And you will put the value of a male from 20 years to 60 years old at 50 shekels of silver, by the scale of the holy place. And if it is a female, the value will be 30 shekels. And if the person is from 5 to 20 years old, the value will be 20 shekels for a male, and 10 for a female. And if the person is from 1 month to 5 years old, then the value for a male will be 5 shekels of silver, and for a female 3 shekels. And for 60 years old and over, for a male the value will be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10. But if he is poorer than the value which you have put on him, then let him be taken to the priest, and the priest will put a value on him, such as it is possible for him to give. And if it is a beast of which men make offerings to the Lord, whatever any man gives of such to the Lord will be holy. It may not be changed in any way, a good given for a bad, or a bad for a good. If one beast is changed for another, the two will be holy. And if it is any unclean beast, of which offerings are not made to the Lord, then let him take the beast before the priest, and let the priest put a value on it. If it is good or bad, whatever value the priest puts on it, so will it be. But if he has a desire to get it back for himself, let him give a fifth more than your value. And if a man has given his house as holy to the Lord, then the priest will put a value on it, if it is good or bad, as the priest gives decision so will the value be fixed. And if the owner has a desire to get back his house, let him give a fifth more than your value, and it will be his. And if a man gives to the Lord part of the field which is his property, then let your value be in relation to the seed which is planted in it. A measure of barley grain will be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he gives his field from the year of Jubilee, the value will be fixed by your decision. But if he gives his field after the year of Jubilee, the amount of the money will be worked out by the priest in relation to the number of years till the coming year of Jubilee, and the necessary amount will be taken off your value. And if the man who has given the field has a desire to get it back, let him give a fifth more than the price at which it was valued and it will be his. But if he has no desire to get it back, or if he has given it for a price to another man, it may not be got back again. But the field, when it becomes free at the year of Jubilee, will be holy to the Lord, as a field given under oath. It will be the property of the priest. And if a man gives to the Lord a field which he has got for money from another, which is not part of his heritage, then the value fixed by you up to the year of Jubilee will be worked out for him by the priest, and in that day he will give the amount of your value as holy to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee the field will go back to him from whom he got it, that is, to him whose heritage it was. And let all your values be based on the shekel of the holy place, that is, 20 gerahs to the shekel. But a man may not give by oath to the Lord the first fruits of cattle which are offered to the Lord. If it is an ox or a sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean beast, then the owner of it may give money to get it back, in agreement with the value fixed by you, by giving a fifth more. Or if it is not taken back, let it be given for money in agreement with your valuing. But nothing which a man has given completely to the Lord, out of all his property, of man or beast, or of the land which is his heritage, may be given away or got back in exchange for money. Anything completely given is most holy to the Lord. Any man given completely to the Lord may not be got back. He is certainly to be put to death. And every tenth part of the land, of the seed planted, or of the fruit of trees, is holy to the Lord. And if a man has a desire to get back any of the tenth part which he has given, let him give a fifth more. And a tenth part of the herd and of the flock, whatever goes under the rod of the valuer, will be holy to the Lord. He may not make search to see if it is good or bad, or make any changes in it. And if he makes exchange of it for another, the two will be holy. He will not get them back again. These are the orders which the Lord gave to Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.